This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour here on the DJV program. It's Tuesday. Apparently Labor Day is in the rearview mirror right now. So says Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, and Doug Steffen. And you, if you've got a, if you have a clue, let's see here. What do we have? We have lots of NFL starting this weekend, the playoffs, right, pretty soon. Isn't that awful? The Major League Baseball. It seems like we just started last April 1st, right?
It was
and now it's
summer.
It really was.
It was. October is the only time that baseball actually matters.
Is that
Hey.
So?
Let's all be real.
No, I watched it the whole year.
Hey. Well, that's because you had something to watch. And so the Dodgers did okay. Where are they really? And you took a shot at me. Where are they really?
Oh, no. They had a weekend. They're a game back. They still, I think the Giants and the Dodgers have, like, the best record in baseball. They're very good this year.
Yeah.
But they're in the same division. And so the Giants just keep ping-ponging. Well, they've been in first place, but the Dodgers were able to win a few games. And they were in first place this weekend. They played each other, and Giants won 2 out of 3 games against the Dodgers. So now the Dodgers are a game back.
All right, so a week from today, there are lots of elections. The recall election in California, we're having a primary here in Framingham for the mayoral contest and some local spots. But this is the time of year. Please remember, if there's an election in your neck of the woods, the primaries, it's as important, if not more important, for you to vote in the primary. And usually around here, it's like 20% of the people eligible to vote show up for the primary, which is nauseous, makes me crazy, because this is when you actually make the decisions. And you want to keep crazy people like Newsom from being elected or reelected, then you vote in the primary. That's really kind of what this is. The recall
is
kind of
a primary. Yeah, it's
like
got primary rules, but it's a special election, actually.
Mm-hmm. And so now it looks like the polls are sort of leaning in his direction, and how is that him his focusing on Larry Elder and him being
you know, it's
wing.
Really funny. Look, I totally understand this is an uphill battle for anybody who is not Gavin Newsom or, for that matter, a Democrat running in the state. I think that the cards are in favor of Gavin Newsom staying, but when I talk to people, I don't know one person. Well, actually, I do. I lied. One person I know that voted yes, or excuse me, no on the recall. It feels the same way as the food labeling bill, that everybody I knew voted for food labeling, but then somehow food labeling doesn't pass. And so it feels strange because the polling was neck and neck, and now there's this one poll that's out from the Public Policy Institute of California that reflects like an 8-point difference, I think is what it is, for Gavin Newsom winning the recall. And the media has just gone with that poll. More than any other poll, they have pushed that as a headline. And I'm wondering if that's not an attempt to try to settle down some of the momentum behind the recall, to try to keep people from voting because they think there's no chance of winning. Because a lot of times, more conservative voters tend to say, well, if it's fixed, why do I even bother? And they don't show up.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I mean, there's a couple of different blocks that that are turning out for the recall. And it doesn't really matter who they're turning out for as a candidate, whether they're turning out for Kevin Paffrath, who's the Democrat, or they're turning out for Larry Elder or Kevin Kiley or John Cox. It doesn't really matter necessarily. But there are voting blocks who are new that are that are supporting the recall, and one of them is called the convert block, and those are people who were either Newsom voters who have been really disappointed by what he has not done for California, and I say what he's done, but he hasn't done much, and so those people are the ones that are kind of the up in the air people. Also, people of faith who don't typically vote in elections seem to be turning out a little bit more. So we'll see what happens. I mean, it is Newsom's to lose, but you know, we won't know until we know.
All right. Lindsey Graham says that the U.S. is going to reinvade Afghanistan. So
that's probably right.
When and how and why would we do that? Under what circumstances could anyone conceive now that this is
because we'll be attacked, there will be a terror attack, and then we will go right back to
a terror attack here in America.
Yeah.
You want to predict
mm-hmm.
that? Mm-hmm.
I don't want to predict it, but that's what he is saying. I mean, I would like to predict butterflies and rainbows for all of us for the rest of our days. But
we're more alert. We tended not to pay any attention to all the people that were in our country that were learning how to fly planes at our airports and our training schools, and we didn't pay attention to the Saudis because they're our friends. We don't have that illusion when it comes to the Afghanistanis. They're not our friends.
What they do is they allow terrorists to develop plots in their country that are carried out. There was also very little vetting of the people who left Afghanistan in the last, just because it was such a rush to load up planes and get people back. Biggest airlift in history. And now you're trying to figure out, there have been people that they've discovered on no-fly list. How many people slipped through the cracks? There's a story out today saying that we're trying to find 50,000 beds for people at military bases, because that's where they're going to have to house all of these refugees.
So now what?
You know, now we've got even more people coming into the country. The border is open. Things are much less secure than they were 3 weeks ago. So
speaking of terrorist attacks, I think that we every day this week need to. We spent a lot of time yesterday on it, and I would like to today and through the course of the week, building up to actually September 11th, which is Saturday. So each day we ought to spend some time talking about the. It's the 20th anniversary, but where are we in terms of the documentation? I see Biden has signed an order directing the release of some more documents. What's in these documents? What are we going to learn?
Blame on the Saudis, I guess, right?
Well,
I mean, that's not something that, you know.
That's not new.
If it's an official document, yes, that would be new to the public.
Well, I think I've always felt like the Saudis, they were all Saudis who flew the planes. All of them. Every one of them. And then we're such hypocrites. And why do we let the people who are in charge get away with it? We're making all these deals with
because everybody
the Saudis?
Keeps using the same excuse, right?
What is the excuse?
And I don't think it even goes to one political party. It's everybody. They're the only quote unquote allies that we have in the Middle East. They're sort of the gatekeepers,
the only stabilizing force, yeah.
Right? And so, like, you know,
they have oil.
And it feels like every administration goes through the same thing. You know,
everyone wants to, right?
I mean, everybody wants to be tough on them, but then when you realize how complicated the spider web is, everybody backs off. I mean, look what happened, you know, when Trump was president, and this had nothing to do with him, and I'm only saying he just happened to be president, but, you know, Jamal Khashoggi was dismembered. I mean, he was
chopped
working
up
as an American journalist, and what can we do? I mean, like, honestly, what did anyone do? Nothing.
Every administration, and that's what makes you wonder what they've got, because every administration, this is like releasing the UFO report, right? Obama said he was going to do it. Trump said he was going to do it. And they kind of don't do it. I mean,
like,
some of the UFO stuff came out. Same thing with the Saudis. Everybody comes in talking tough about the Saudis, and then no one does anything. That was one of the biggest disappointments that I had with Trump. There were a couple of them. That was one of them. You know, there's just no accountability for certain people.
Speaking of Trump, I notice he's been saying a lot lately that the COVID came from the lab in Wuhan. What, he's just onto this now?
No, he's been saying it all the time, and everybody told him that it was fake news, and anybody who echoed his response on social media was taken down because of the algorithms, and Dr. Fauci kept saying no.
Yeah.
Well... Yeah. Believe what you want to believe. He was right about that.
I believe ivermectin is something
ivermectin.
That too. What did I say? I was thinking about isn't there a town in Switzerland called, never mind, Inverness. So,
yeah.
Ivermectin.
Can I make a statement about ivermectin?
Please.
Because I'm just really, I don't know, I think the CDC and the FDA have been really stupid in just making fun of people for taking ivermectin. it is stupid to get your drugs from a vet store, a feed store. Get your drugs from a doctor, from someone who can write a prescription. That being said, human beings have taken ivermectin for a long time. In 2015, they awarded the Nobel Peace Prize to the creator of ivermectin for use in humans. So for the CDC and the FDA to come out and make a joke about ivermectin and how it's not for people, it's for animals, is totally irresponsible. And this is the agency that we're supposed to trust with our health in taking vaccines and everything else. And this is why people don't trust them, because they're doing stupid stuff.
Well, but it's more than
like
that, though. It's more than that. It's the reason the CDC was forced to even make a statement is because people are taking, they're going to the feed supply store, they're going to the tractor store, and they have no idea what doses they need as a human.
I get
and
it, but
then they're ODing.
But I mean, here's the thing. To just say that that is a bad drug for COVID is not true. In fact, our government just last week gave all of the Afghani refugees coming into the country a dose of ivermectin, while the FDA and the CDC are telling us that we shouldn't be taking it. So they're so hypocritical.
Huh.
If you get sick, take hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin if you want to. If your doctor says it's a good idea, make the decision.
But the problem,
yourself.
Though, Jen, you're saying take it if your doctor says it's a good idea.
Yes.
That's the problem. No one's going to their doctor. They're going to the tractor supply store, and they're self-medicating.
It's hard to say not no one, because I know a lot of people who have been
given prescriptions.
No, I'm
saying the people who are the problem, who
right.
are the ones
and,
ODing.
But part of the thing that makes the problem worse is that doctors, because of this stupid announcement from the CDC and the FDA, are now not prescribing hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin because it's become political once again. These are good drugs. They are drugs that are going to help people. They are drugs that do not harm people. So people should take the drugs with their doctor's orders, but doctors shouldn't be afraid to prescribe them if it gives people a little bit of a chance against COVID if they happen to get sick. I mean, it's either like get
right,
vaccinated
people are taking,
or don't ask for any other treatments.
The problem, though, is people are taking ivermectin because they think it's preventing COVID. It does not. At all. And there's no science anywhere. There still isn't even any real science behind
it. I know a lot of people who have taken it from a doctor friend of mine who is one of the frontline doctors who's had amazing success with ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, this whole combination cocktail of drugs. And I got to tell you, if I were to get this again, I was scared to take it the last time around. I have hydroxychloroquine in my medicine cabinet because I listen to my mom and I listen to all the news media and all
listen
the history. I wouldn't anymore. I would take the drugs.
Mm-hmm. All right. I wish we had time to talk about what went on in Chicago over this past weekend. Unbelievable what's going on in this city. It's like it's like an island, no man's land. 57 people shot.
And that was just through Sunday.
Yeah, in Chicago. In Chicago PD, maybe they better put Hank Voigt on that problem. 18 past the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Start sleeping cool on the Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body to help you sleep deeper all night and wake up more refreshed every morning. The Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep ends soon. Don't miss our best offer of the year and your chance to get your best sleep of the summer. All Tempur-Pedic mattresses are on sale with savings up to $700 on adjustable mattress sets. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
There's nothing better than slipping into bed with soft, comfortable sheets at the end of a long day. Now, MyPillow wants you to sleep even better in their Giza Dream Sheets. Made from the world's best cotton, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable, the Giza Dream Sheets Sateen Weave gives them a luxurious finish that'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes as well. Machine washable and durable, all Giza Dream Sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. For a limited time, you can now save 50% on all Giza Dream Sheets using at MyPillow.com the DJV promo code. You'll also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Don't miss this sale. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jeepers creepers, what's going on here? Well, there are a lot of creeps on social media, and we're going to focus on some of them with an eye toward a lady with a bare midriff right after this.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Why would your warehouse be any different? Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need, and essentially maintenance free. With the dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
The moment you fire up a Gator UTV, the engine has your full attention. The completed job is on the horizon, and the trail meets its match. Just like that, you made short work of a long to-do list. Run with us on a John Deere Gator UTV. With effortless four-wheel drive at the flip of a switch and our smoothest shifting transmission yet. Nothing runs like a deer. Search John Deere Gator for more.
Four past the hour. Okay, so there's a wild video that's making the rounds, Jay, of a woman who was actually thrown off of an Alaska Airlines flight because she had a bare midriff. She's a plus-size woman. She was asked to change her shirt, which she did. Since when did airlines become the fashion police?
So she was wearing a sports bra, and they asked her to cover up a little bit more. So she put on a shirt. It showed maybe less than an inch of her stomach, and that still was not good enough for them. She felt like she was being discriminated against because of her weight and possibly other aspects of her appearance. She was heavily tattooed, ear gauges. She thinks that
possibly
because she was a mixed-race woman as well.
Really? I didn't even notice that. But sue him, that's all. When this stuff has gone too far, I'm all for the airline employees to put people in their place who are making a ruckus don't want to wear a mask, that kind of stuff, then I'm all for them throwing them off the plane. But this has gone a little bit far, too far, well, I think.
Even the officers that had to escort her off of the flight had said that she was being booted for violating the airline's dress code. However, it does not look like she acted criminally in any way. And the airline eventually reached out and they apologized. They offered her a discount on future purchases and said that they're going to continue further investigation of the incident.
Well, you know what it comes from? They get too many employees and they don't train them well enough. I think that's part of the problem. Here in that circumstance. Okay, so now we go to Elle King, who has shared a photo of her mother. We first identify Elle King and L-E-L-L-E. Who is she? What's she doing? Etc.
She's a musician. She's a singer, songwriter. She has a bunch of hits on the radio right now. Also, Rob Schneider's daughter. They had kind of a rocky past relationship just because he was always working. And then once he had two kids with his next wife, she wanted to be a part of the family, and they ended up getting a better relationship. Well, she was posting an appreciation post for her mom. Elle and her fiancé, Dan Tooker, they had a baby earlier this month, and they welcomed the baby named Lucky Levi Tooker, and she posted a photo of her mom, whose name is London King, who was also the doula. So to have your mom be your doula, that was kind of cool.
What does that mean, doula?
A doula is somebody who assists in the pregnancy, the labor, the postpartum, assists the mom and the husband both physically and mentally.
I think your son and daughter-in-law are using a doula from the post.
Are they? I didn't know that's what it's called. And she's having a natural birth. So is that like a midwife? A doula?
Yeah, in a way, yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. So her mom's also the doula and was preparing her placenta to be boiled and crushed up and all that stuff to then be encapsulated so that Elle can take it. And so she's joining all the other celeb moms.
When you cook up the
like
placenta, the mother's supposed to...
Kourtney Kardashian, Chrissy Teigen, and Hilary Duff.
The mother's supposed to eat it? Is that it?
The mom who had the baby, yes.
What does that do for you?
It's supposed to help with postpartum, kind of minimize postpartum depression, help with any nutrients. It's still kind of a to-be-determined thing. It depends on who you ask.
I'll check it out. 28 after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Let's just take that out of your mouth.
At Ping's Pre-K, the growing enrollment is no playdate. She needs more teachers certified in early childhood development.
Is it nap time yet? Lunch?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
With the help of Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond, I get everyone's morning started with a smile. It has a delicious and hearty combination of the Cheerios you love, whole grain oats, and sliced almonds for an extra crunchy crunch. That's how I set the rhythm for a great day. Look for Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond in your local grocery store.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish is
pretty bad. So we're using Babbel.
Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
American citizens have gone into Afghanistan and rescued a mother and her three children.
after the U.S. government abandoned them in the botched withdrawal from the 20-year war. Representative Mark Wayne Mullen, Republican from Oklahoma on Newsmax Monday, says the State Department is desperate for a positive when they claim to help the family get out when they really didn't.
These four Americans that got out, the team that I was working with, we've been working 2 weeks to get them out. The State Department that told them to stand down and not assist us in any way is now taking credit for these four Americans that our team worked tirelessly to get out.
Police officers have made numerous arrests in connection to looting in New Orleans as the city continues relief efforts in the wake of Hurricane Ida. Police Chief Sean Ferguson spoke briefly about reports of looting during a public safety update Monday. Quote, "We continue to make numerous looting arrests throughout the weekend and will continue to do so." End quote. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
John Hopkins University reported just over 38,500 new COVID-19 cases on Monday, with 362 deaths of Americans tied to COVID complications. Dr. Fauci on CNN Tuesday gives his opinion on school kids and COVID-19.
If we do things right, we hope that we don't see much increase at all. If we want to protect the children, particularly those who are not yet eligible for vaccination, you want to surround the children with people who are vaccinated, teachers, school personnel, everyone else. But also, in order to protect those who can't get vaccinated, there are certain simple things you have to do. You mentioned one of them, universal masking in the school. And even though there are, you know, some government leaders locally who are trying to push back on that, we've got to get the school system masked in addition to surrounding the children with that, with vaccinated people. That's the solution. We don't need to see a big uptick at all in cases if we do it right. But right now, we are in outbreak mode. We have 160,000 infections per day. That's pandemic. We can get that way, way down.
The COVID confusion continues. Again, John Hopkins University reported just over 38,500 new COVID-19 cases on Monday, where Fauci right there says we have 160,000 COVID-19 cases daily. Who's right and who's wrong? I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Shall we help you with some inspiration? Hopefully you're looking for some of that, because that's what we're all about here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen at 34 after the hour on Tuesday, the 7th of September. We have Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner at you're at the ready, if you will. One of my, I promised that we're going to play a little game for children with the two ladies in a moment. I was noticing, you know, me in airplanes, like farm talk, airplane talk. There has been a lot of, and the average person is more up on this now because they all know of the plight, if you will, of the Boeing MAX. And what has happened, the MAX 10 had all kinds of orders canceled, and now apparently they're enticing the airlines to come by and, you know, order up again. They sold all of the ones that were on the ground to United and made the deal. So all the airlines are trying to get the same deal. Okay, we'll buy your planes, your crap planes. We want a discount. We want a deep discount. Now Boeing has said, wait a minute, everybody's coming to the table, so we're not going to discount these planes anymore because everybody wants them. And I'm wondering about how the psychology of that goes. Boeing has new leadership. You'd think after all the bad publicity that they'd want to do as much as they could to make it easy for airlines to buy the plane, right?
Right.
More 737s in the air than any other airplane ever in the air. And so they're trying to keep the deliveries going and plan ahead for the next 7 to 10 years, because that's how far out some of these orders go. For example, Ryanair has the big low cost. They're southwest of Europe, basically. They have 600-700 planes, all of them Boeing 737s. And so Boeing wants them to buy the MAX. And they say, well, we're not too sure we want to buy the MAX. Well, here's the price, take it or leave it. And Ryanair said yesterday, okay, we'll leave it. And that's what Delta said a couple of weeks ago.
I'm surprised Ryanair, because they're based in Ireland. And
yes.
They, because all of Aer Lingus uses Airbus, I'm surprised Ryanair didn't just buy old Airbuses instead of Boeings.
Well, I think that, who knows, that may be what they're going to do now. That has been what Delta did, is place new orders with Airbus rather than with Boeing. Boeing is doing a lot to shoot themselves in the foot, it seems to me, and they don't seem to get it for whatever the reason. They just don't seem to get it. So anyway, I thought that was fairly interesting. I have some stats here, ladies. You ready?
Ready.
This is good. This is stuff hot off the presses, right off of trending stories. The number of pedestrians who died last year is up 15%. Guess why? It didn't take any heavy lifting to figure this out.
Texting and walking.
Yep. Pedestrians, drivers who are, listen to this, the drivers who are texting running into people who are walking across the street while they're texting. It's like a double whammy. 15% more people died last year from pedestrian-related accidents than the year before. That's a huge number. And it's all, basically, it's all back on the shoulders of the people who wander out into the street. They're not looking up. They just walk into the street. We see it all the time. I see it every day. People walking up and down the street, across the street, and mostly it's kids. It isn't adults. It's kids who are so wrapped up in their devices. My God, who do you text to? What's so important? What is it? Blah, 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 blah.
Or they're watching videos. I've seen adults do it. Or they look to the right, but they don't look to the left first. And in America, the traffic is coming from the left.
Yeah. It's hello, ding, 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 ding. Where have all the children gone? That's an old song by, I think it's the New Christie Minstrels, Phil, isn't it? Where have all, no, that's Where Have All the Flowers Gone. Okay.
Where Have All the Cowboys Gone?
Where Have All the Cowboys Gone?
That's the one I know.
Yeah. 1990, 25% of the population were under 18 years of age. Hold that thought. Now, last year, 20% of the population is under 18 years of age. So from 1990, so in 30 years, the population of those under 18 has gone from 25% of the population to 20% of the population. That is a huge decrease. The decline in the percentage of children in our population, we have too many people, and that's the problem. But they're not, you know, we're letting the folks that come into the country are mostly, there are a lot of children, the people are coming legally and illegally, but mostly they're adults. So we're not building up we're not maintaining even the population level. The population of the country, in terms of people who are naturally born here, is going down dramatically, as is exemplified by that statistic.
Right. Well, when you look at the workforce, not having, the next generation be larger than the one before.
Right.
That's a big problem. It's interesting because we were talking about, on Labor Day or Labor Day weekend, depending on what state you live in, most of the extended unemployment ended.
And gone.
A lot of people are wondering,
what
is this going to look like now, when you look ahead? But when you look at the breakdown that a lot of different, especially financial institutions have done, when they look at, what the real numbers are, it's really interesting. Some of the things that stand out, that there was a surge in retirements during the pandemic. 3.6 million people retired. And that's actually 2 million more than we're expected to. So you've got right now a vacuum of 3.6 million people who no longer occupy those jobs, and they're not coming back. So there are a lot of other things that, you know, that are going to play into the next monthly report of the jobs report. It'll be very interesting to see, you know, where, and hopefully if things will kind of level off, because certain industries still have, you know, we talk about the restaurant industry, especially in retail, they have, you know, so many job openings and they can't fill them. And then resignations were on the highest on record during the pandemic. Yeah. They were up 13%. And so 4.9 million people who aren't working right now are also not looking for work right now because they're changing industries. One of the other things that really stood out that's actually a really good thing was that more people, there was a huge spike in people applying for to start their own business. So people applied for loans. It
that's
was like
cool.
5 million people applied for loans. But again, those are 5 million people who are no longer in the workforce. So it's very simple and easy when people go, oh, well, you know, we were paying people to stay home. Well, that was true in some cases. But in other cases, when you really look at how the workforce is spreading out and retirements and businesses starting, it's a completely shifting landscape. And I don't think we're really going to know what we look like as an American workforce maybe for another 6 months.
Well, we don't know what we look like in terms of how the pandemic has affected health. You know, there are a lot of stats being thrown around.
Yep.
The citizens of Monaco have the longest lifespan, 89. The average person in Monaco dies at age 89.
Isn't that surprising? Because they live in paradise and they're loaded. So,
yeah,
I mean, like, that's not the least surprising
easy,
report.
Healthy, yeah.
Okay, so let me, this would be the least surprising. Guess what the country is that has the lowest life expectancy at the moment? The world's lowest average life expectancy is in?
Afghanistan?
Yep. The average age of death in Afghanistan is 50. So, and most of it's not because you're getting sick.
Right, it's not COVID.
You're losing your head literally and figuratively, or you're getting shot, one or the other, or both. Pretty amazing. The USA, by the way, in this list, I'm looking at a list in Newsweek magazine this week of the average lifespan. We're at number 43 of the 194 countries that are profiled in here. So we're not near the top. You'd think because of all of the progressive thinking and medicine and all that other stuff here? No, not at all. There are a lot of countries that live much healthier than we do, eat much better food, because they're resisting and rejecting, at least for now, all of the foods that are produced by the four mega agribusinesses. It's not agriculture anymore. It's just big food. That's what it is. So anyway, as long as one other thing in talking about economic, our lifespan and our health. And now economic freedom also enters into this. The average index of economic freedom on a scale of 100 to 0. The countries that are best off, Singapore, New Zealand, Switzerland, Australia, Canada, Chile, Ireland, Estonia, and the United Kingdom. The United States is not considered by the world to be economically free. And I think that's very true. I think we've got a lot of stuff, mostly because of the amount of taxes that we pay and how they're leveled, if you will. 44 after the hour. Okay, we'll play this game after this.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Novalift lithium-ion-powered forklifts. With a Novalift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NovaliftNA.com/save.
A new season is the perfect time to change up your look. And luckily, 21 Days of Beauty is happening now at Ulta Beauty. Snag daily beauty steals of 50% off the must-haves from brands like IT Cosmetics and Benefit. And discover new Gotta Have It launches from brands like Jaclyn Cosmetics and Tula. Experience the thrill of finding new faves during beauty's biggest events. But hurry, this event ends September 18th. Shop in-store, online, or try curbside pickup today. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
With the help of Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond, I get everyone's morning started with a smile. It has a delicious and hearty combination of the Cheerios you love, whole grain oats, and sliced almonds for an extra crunchy crunch. That's how I set the rhythm for a great day. Look for Cheerios Oat Crunch Almonds in your local grocery store.
Calitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploff.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to Toploff.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. From Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off. All right, by the way, the Washington Post today is carrying a story from Wuhan, or at least the perspective is placed on China and Wuhan. Apparently, in the Wuhan lab, they hired French engineering they have medical engineers. You know, that's the part of the development of drugs comes from what they describe as, since not doctors, they're medical engineers. And apparently these engineers are the ones that, according to this, the suggestion is clear that the engineering done by the engineers was to mess around with this virus. So what does that tell you, ladies? That's one more nail in the coffin for Wuhan, it would seem to me. For those who say, oh, no, it didn't start there. Yeah, right. Exactly.
Where was this source from?
Washington Post today.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It is interesting. It's becoming certainly a lot more in the mainstream media. I've seen the Wall Street Journal do a whole thing about why the lab leak theory is still on the table and why it should be. Mm-hmm. Now the Post. I mean, there are a lot more. Look, the problem is that when Trump was president, he was one of the first people to say that it came from the lab.
Yep.
If Trump hadn't
somebody
been
else
so,
had said it,
but if, but if, even if Trump had had a moment where he, you know, wasn't just being Trump, I think people might have actually listened, and not everyone, but I think people would have listened maybe more, and it wouldn't now be an argument a year and a half later.
All right, from the Did You Know and Do You Care fact file, did you know jellyfish have been around longer on the planet than dinosaurs? You know that? They go back 100 million years.
They're like sharks.
Yeah. That's astounding.
Octopus, the same thing. And octopus, by the way, have blue blood, not red blood. You knew that, right?
Well,
did you know that?
Well, yeah, because it's you use the ink to make black pasta.
Yeah, yeah. that's how you know. I suppose anyway, you can pick up the information. Okay. Mm-hmm. Dolphins sleep with half of their brain at a time. They have one eye closed and half of their brain is asleep. The other eye is open. The other half of their brain is
awake. So it's me every morning.
Yes, pretty much.
Sounds exhausting.
Right. Yeah, doesn't it though, huh? Okay, let's see here. A postage stamp is larger than the smallest breed of seahorse. Ever seen a seahorse?
I've seen those little tiny tank ones that, I think it was the early aughts that you'd see them in stores, Claire's or whatever would have them. And I always felt so bad for them. They looked like they were genetically modified. They're actually that small?
Yes, they are. And they're kind of cute, actually. I think they stick to
your
skin,
cute,
though, if I'm not mistaken. All right, there we have the Do You Know fact file, folks, 10 before the hour.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All right, 53 after the hour. This is the DJV program, and it's time now for us to visit with Chuck Curry. Movie Moments. We'll find out what the number one weekend movie was, because it was a long weekend. I think you may be surprised at the numbers, not what won, but how much it took in. So we'll get to that right after this.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
My husband's ED was affecting our marriage. When he first started experiencing ED, it was difficult for both of us. We didn't know who to talk to about it or where to get help. Hims was our answer. Hims connected my husband with a licensed provider online. He was able to get medication to treat his ED at a fraction of the price people pay for the name brand. It was delivered to our door, and guess what? Our sex life is back. It works.
Right now, get your first online provider's visit totally free when you go to 4hims.com/joy. Yep, free. No copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Just the care you need.
Thanks to Hims, we got our sex life and our marriage back.
To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
It's Chuck Curry playing the flute. I'm playing the saxophone here. Didn't the theme for Cheers sound a little like this? Am I recalling that? Just a little? No?
Maybe a little.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe a little.
Yeah, okay.
What are you getting? What's your point, Doug? What are you talking about?
We are now enjoying the theme from the TV show Taxi. Not the one. Taxi Driver was the one with De Niro. That was the movie, right?
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
It was a movie called Taxi with Jimmy Fallon. Wasn't very good, though.
No, it wasn't.
But reason we play this is this day in TV history, at the Emmys, Taxi won the Emmy for Best Sitcom back in 1980. It ran from 1978 to 1983. Its last season, it went from ABC to NBC because it got canceled by ABC. NBC picked it up. I think it's one of the best sitcoms of all time. And that cast, Judd Hirsch, Tony Danza, Mary Lou Henna, Christopher Lloyd, Danny DeVito, Andy Kaufman, Jeff Conway, easily one of the greatest casts of all time on a TV show.
Yeah, they really had great chemistry. They did. They had great chemistry.
That's a great show.
Yep. All right, let's focus on this past weekend. Movies at the box office. We had a four-day weekend instead of three. So
yeah, well, a big one, like I said yesterday, this Marvel movie, Shang-Chi, $90 million four-day opening Labor Day weekend. That is a record breaker for Labor Day weekend. And it, believe it or not, it actually, this Labor Day weekend surpassed the Labor Day weekend of 2019, pre-COVID.
Wow,
which,
that's huge.
Which is, to me, it's a big surprise. I did not expect this film. I knew this film would open. I did not think it would open a $90 million four-day weekend. That is a very, very strong number.
Did you see the movie? Did you see it?
I did not. I'm going to see it this week. We booked it at our theater that I'm involved in here in East Strasburg. But word of mouth is really good. I know a lot of people who did see it. They enjoyed it. They thought it was very entertaining. And there's not a lot of competition in the next few weeks. So it should continue to do well. You know, I was looking at October. Think of this, Doug. October looks really good. You got Venom, the sequel to Venom, Venom 2, October 1st. You got the James Bond movie, No Time to Die, on the 8th. Halloween Kills, I know you won't see it, but a lot of people will, on the 15th.
And, is that the Jamie Lee Curtis one?
Yes.
Yeah.
And the remake of Dune, which has gotten great reviews at the Venice Film Festival, comes out on the 22nd. Dune, D-U-N-E.
I thought there was a remake of that.
No, it's based on a very popular sci-fi novel. They did a movie, a David Lynch movie, back, I think, in the early 1980s, that was not well received, although has a cult following. But this one screened at the Venice Film Festival, got great notices. So October is going to have plentiful of attractions at theaters for people to come out. And so let's see where this goes.
Yeah, I think the James Bond is going to be killed. I think there's a lot of pent up. Maybe what we're addressing here in one way or another.
I think
is
that's
this
a good word.
Pent
I agree.
Up demand. Anyway, but this movie, is this a Chinese produced movie, Shang-Chi?
No, it's not. It's a Disney product. I mean, it's through their Marvel division, MCU. It's a more of a lesser known superhero character, but it did surprisingly, a lot of people have embraced this. I don't know if Disney saw it coming, but it, like I said,
$127 million overseas. Right?
Yeah, so good.
A lot of money for a movie like that. All right, Chucker. Good job as usual. Thank you, Victoria. Nice to have you here with us on the DJ program, a DJV program. Thanks very much, Doug. Jake.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.